Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 7th of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the man behind Ireland Inc. and we'll be looking at the latest house price survey and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Eimear Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that Microsoft has announced that it would cut around 4,800 roles in its latest round of global layoffs, attributing the job losses to shifting customer needs and resource adjustment. A note written by the Chief People Officer Amy Coleman said that cuts would impact around 2.1% of its global workforce, which comprises more than 240,000 people. Microsoft did not confirm how many Irish roles would be impacted by the decision. Microsoft is the latest tech giant to cut jobs as historic investment in AI adds further pressure to show returns from the technology and offset the rising cost of adopting across their businesses. Ms. Coleman said that the eliminated roles were not being replaced with AI, but added at the same time, what is true is that AI is changing how work gets done. The FT reports that France has ordered Bernard Arnault, the country's richest man, to pay €22.5 million in back taxes after a years-long legal battle. Arnault and his wife should have paid tax on almost €50 million payments that they received after taking money out of a Belgian holding company that held shares relating to the luxury giant LVMH. An administrative court has ruled. Mr. Arnault is adjudged to be worth $165 billion, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that the government is in line for a €66 million payout from the state company that operates Ireland's natural gas supply networks. Gas Networks Ireland, responsible for the domestic supply systems across the country and an interconnector with Scotland, earned profits after tax of €146 million last year. GNI board recommended paying a €66 million dividend to the Exchequer this year from profits earned last year, according to the company's annual report. The dividend amounts to 45% of its 2025 profits after tax, in line with a policy agreed with the government.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.